So we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So the gift is the cell phone. Yeah, everybody has a cell phone. It's the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. There's 9 applications or manifestations that are on it. I gotta say one more thing. Dad, if there was any adjective about you, there's nobody has been as faithful as you to Yahweh. I know people have been faithful to their job, their kids, their friends, their sports. There's never been anybody that's as faithful as Yahweh. And so I read about George Mueller and stuff, I can see a glimpse of it, but you're the only living person I know like that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 8 through 11, if somebody wouldn't mind reading
that.
Yeah, you said
first. That is first, sorry. It is first Corinthians.
For unto one indeed, through the Ruach, is given a word of wisdom, but unto another a word of knowledge, according to the same Ruach, unto a different one, faith in the same Ruach, and to another, gifts of healing in the one Ruach, and to another, energies of mighty works, and to another, prophesying, and to another, discerning of spirits, or discriminations of spirits, and to a different one, kind of tongues, and to another, translation of tongues. But all of these energize the one and the same Ruach, distributing unto each one peculiarly, even as it is disposed.
And what's important in verse 7, but unto each one is given the manifesting of the Ruach. Yeah. And so it's not real clear here, because this will people say some people have one gift, they have another gift, they have another gift. So Yahweh doesn't make it real clear, and I'm going to kind of address that. Would it be easier if you just made it clear so we don't make mistakes?
Yeah.
It didn't require faith that way, does it? I'll be reading some stuff. I'm like, why in the world did you? And then why isn't this chronological, man? I'm reading Jeremiah. I'm like, then Dad goes, it's not chronological. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. I just read that book. How did I not know? It went from this. That's like, well, then that's like us talking about when Ronald Reagan, and after Ronald Reagan was George Bush, and then after George Bush there was Abraham Lincoln. Well, all of us be like, that's not chronological. How did I not even know that? And why did y'all do that? It's a glory for Yahweh to conceal a man. It's all this. Everybody, this is our audition. I was at a client's house yesterday, and I decided to step on some toes. I said, this life is just a job application. This is a job interview, man. Christ's coming back. What job are you going to have? What are you going to be doing? But word of knowledge, wisdom, word of knowledge. Okay, how many apps in here is this group very good at? Well, I would say there's more than 3 that we're good at. Nobody does tongues and interpretation like this group. There's no children that do tongues and interpretation. A+. At least when you, now according to Yahweh, maybe it's a B compared to what it could be, but tongues, absolutely. What's neat about the manifestation right here, it says different. There can be different kinds of tongues too. Not just tongues, but there can be different. Some people can be speaking in tongues in different dialects. Faith. You got a pretty good faith resume, right? With his resurrection. There's a little faith trophy right there, right? Healings. Mighty works. I haven't done that one yet. I mean, not to what I would like to. You know. Oh, you son of the devil, you'll be blind for a season. Ha ha! Did it work? that's Apostle Paul. You're like, okay. And then discrimination of spirits. I'd say all of this. Anybody who's living in light is going to know discrimination of spirits. You can look and go, something's wrong with that person. Mm-hmm. That person looks really light, but there's something not right. That's Yahweh going. That's your app going. Okay. Who in here has one app they use a lot? Have you ever used Kindle before? Are you good at it? Okay. How about Clash of Clans? You ever use a Clash of Clans app, Izzy? No? No? Okay. So somebody on here, who's got an app they use a lot? They're good at
Minecraft. Google.
Minecraft? You?
Candy Crush.
Okay. Online Bible. That's an app that's on there. You get really good at it. Okay. This is for a stretching purpose. Name an app that's on your phone that you're not good at. You don't use.
Google Docs.
Google Docs?
Blue Bible, whatever that is.
Okay.
Blue Letter Bible.
A lot of times, the ones we're not even using, we forget they're even there.
Yeah.
Until we start, there's too much room. We got to clean some of this clutter, but they're on there. Yahweh's apps are not like video games, and I'm a Facebook junkie, man. That's my social life. I don't use Facebook. I communicate, but the thing is, the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. In Mark chapter 14, verse 12, Yehoshua says, go to this place. There's going to be a guy with a jar. Is that specific?
Yes.
Word of wisdom. Follow the man with a jar. Okay? The word of wisdom. Here's what to do. And what I want to kind of focus on tonight is sometimes Yahweh needs to strengthen us by putting us around somebody that's better at something else. For instance, music. I can lead in here, but I could never be on stage. I'm daydreaming. The line is teaching as I'm playing. That's not a maestro. But when I was going to go see David in Kenya, and he's talking about these healings and these healings and these healings, I'm thinking he's walking up just healing people. And I go, and that's what I wanted to hear. Because just tell me how to do it, and I'm going to do it. And you know his response was? It's a lot more complex than that. And I'm like, oh, great. I want him to give me a formula so I go heal somebody. And I go, well, give me an example of people getting healed. He goes, well, a lot of times I get a word of knowledge. Or wisdom. And those two aren't really clear. And I'm not going to act like I'm a master and figure those two out. They're not really clear. And it is, somebody's got a tumor in their stomach. And he said the first time he got a word of knowledge like that, he was so scared he was in front of a group. And his word came in, but he did it anyways. And do you know what happened? The person that needed to be ministered to, what do you think happened to their faith when they got called out? When they stood up and they said, I am it, what do you think happened to everybody else in the room's faith? What do you think happened to David's faith? Come up here, we're going to pray, we're going to minister. And as they do it, it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyways, when the last time I went to the Kenya, I'm looking at this about word of knowledge and word of wisdom. I'm going, I prophesy. I get a word like that person needs to. This is what I do in the gym. I go meet people, shake hands. You know, with word, I might do the same thing. But I'm not saying you'll be married in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your boss will be sick. He won't be at work today. This is a whole other level. So what I did, I was going to go do a teaching with David, and I had a stirring, and here was Yahweh was trying to get me to grow up. Grow up! The Apostle Paul wasn't satisfied. You don't be satisfied. And so the whole thing was, I want to do this. I want to help. And so I went in to go do a teaching, and before I went into the teaching, I had a communication from Yahweh that there's knowledge everywhere. Tim did a teaching once. You know there's Bluetooth radio waves going through here right now? You know there's AM radio waves going through here right now? There's FM radio waves? I mean, you could explain a lot better than me. They're everywhere. And I had to sit there and go, does Yahweh have any knowledge on individuals in this group?
Yeah.
Yes. Is there anybody in this group that he would like to bless?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Well, how come I've never been given that information before? Somebody else might say the same thing about this. If prophesying is so easy, why have I not ever seen it before? Why haven't I ever done it? I tried it, it didn't work. How about tongues and interpretation? I waited. They gave it a shot. And so that's where I was too. I've never gotten a clear message like that before. And what I learned is, and you start thinking, of course there's information. So I had to go do, and before I did a teaching, this was the first time for me, it was scary. I close my eyes. Focus. Get peaceful. What's going on in this room? We could do the same thing right now. Everybody just close your eyes for a second. Don't go through the motions. Elijah, think about everybody in the room. Israel, do the same thing. And see if you can tune into anything. Yahweh's waiting for us to meet him. Is anybody getting any information to walk out in faith? I got one about Tim, about your job and your work. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
Is he? You. Don't be stressed. Yahweh is with you and always looking after you.
Okay, and this is how you exercise it. This is how we did prophecy the first time. The first time I learned to speak in tongues and interpret, look at the manifestation. Touchdown. See that? That is, you just did it. Well, how come we're not doing more of that? Yahweh's waiting for us to get it. It's the same way. I got all these apps on my phone. I'm really good at Google Maps. I'm good at Blue Letter Bible. I'm good at Instagram. I'm good at flirting. Looking for my wife. I'm looking. But there's a lot of things I could be getting better at. And we could be walking. Before you go into Dylan's, you stop and you go, who in here needs your word? And just assume he's got a message. And then he'll meet you in the next one. Wait, there's going to be a guy with a jar of water. And you notice it. Then follow him. Okay, what else? Just do it. Oh, great. Wouldn't it be a lot easier if he just explained everything? Turn to Exodus 33. So as I'm thinking about these, so what happened with me is here I'm in front of David's church. It's not my church. And okay, I think I got something. It is about that much. And it might look like I'm having fun when I'm teaching and stuff. You got to understand that a lot of times that's how I deal with stress. Hey, Donna might curl up. I get more excited. I talk faster. But the thing was, is there's a pregnant woman in here. I'm like, oh, great. And you know how I built myself up? There was no windows on the church. There's apartment complexes. It could be a pregnant woman out there. What if I'm wrong, right? So I wasn't going to say anything, but I did. I said, there's a pregnant woman here. And then I added to it. And he says, Yahweh pointed out that you're pregnant because he's got something special for you. He didn't just bring something up unless there's something special. That's it. Then I went into talking. Then David laughing. Okay. Who in this church is pregnant? Nobody sticks their hands up. I'm like, well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? At least I tried, right? At least I walked out. And if that's all that would happen, y'all would have been, don't worry. You're going to get there. But guess what happened? After a long, awkward pause, a hand went up like this. Not what I was expecting. And then David goes, Aaron, do you know who this woman is? I go, man, this guy here is Africa, man. I don't know. Do you know anything about this woman? No. Do you know her name? No. Did I talk to you about this woman? No. So you don't know anything about her? I go, no. Why don't you come pray for her? So I went to go pray for her. And I'm like, okay, I got an idea what we're praying about. We're going to talk about the pregnancy and the marriage. And you kind of get an idea. This is exciting stuff. But as I got down on my knees in front of her with the microphone, guess what? It shifted completely. Like today's teaching. This wasn't going to be the teaching either. It shifted to when Yahweh gives you a baby, you got nothing to worry about. It's a blessing. It's huge. It's a blessing. And then as those words came out, I started thinking about Elizabeth's baby was a blessing. Miriam's baby was a blessing, although it was a blessing in disguise. Do you think Elizabeth might have been a little bit stressed if she's 90 years old and have a baby? People died during childbearing. I am 90, or however old she was.
Sarah?
Huh?
Sarah?
Elizabeth. John the Baptist's mom.
Oh.
And so you're going to see, but that was a prophecy. But if y'all was going to give you a baby, turns out after the whole teaching, this woman did have a baby earlier, a baby whose head was gigantic. It couldn't walk, is deformed. And David had been ministering to this baby for years. This is when I first got to Africa. And finally the baby was getting healed. He could walk around. I forgot what his name was. And so they were coming, getting healed. They brought the child and the husband and the wife to David, and David was ministering to him in his office, and he starts praying for him. And then David gets a prophecy. He says, you're going to have another baby. And as he says the prophecy, she says, no. She rejected it. I'm not having another baby. It'd probably be like me getting married. Ooh, man. I've had a bad experience, but this woman rejected the baby. And she goes, I'm not going to have a baby. Because she saw they had so many marital problems. And the next thing was, is David goes, that's between you and Yahweh. But if he says you're having a baby, you're having a baby. That was the end of the conversation until some strange man on the stage said that and gave her the prophecy. What? David sent me the picture of the baby when it was born. It's a healthy baby.
The big fat meat.
But the thing is that was my one thing. I took a chance at all this. Before you go into an appointment, stop and go, okay. Exercise this thing before you go into practice. You don't have to say I'm giving you a prophecy or a word of knowledge. How's Kaylee? And some of these other things, or you could start speaking these things, then Yahweh's right there with you. And be getting even more specific, too. Would somebody please read 33, verse 11? Exodus 33, 11.
I will.
Thank you.
Because Yahweh used to speak unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And when he returned unto the camp, his
attendant... That's good right there. Now turn to Deuteronomy 9:25. How did Yahweh speak to Moses?
Face to face.
Hey! Wouldn't that be easier if you just, hey, just give me the message. I'll relay the message, and you know what? Hey, I'm not from perfect, but if I was from perfect, I could be a lot better if you just told me exactly what you wanted. As I was thinking about this, dude, I was thinking about, this sounds like marriage. People implying, you should know this about me. You know, there's a relationship, or husbands and wives, and they're like, you should know. What do you mean I should know? Why don't you just tell me what you want? But wouldn't it be great if Yahweh just spoke to us like Moses? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should all be like Moses. We'll now read 9 verse 25. Let's find out about Moses. How did Moses get to that position? Mom, would you read that?
Thus then lay I prostrate before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights that I did lie prostrate because Yahweh spake of destroying you.
What did he do, Donna? Moses laid on his face for 40 days.
And 40 nights.
For who?
The people.
Are you at that level, Isaiah? I don't think I'm at that level. I get on my hands and my knees. I'm daydreaming. I'm like, man, what am I going to lift tomorrow? I can't hit bench, bicep, hit tricep. Whoa, let me pray for Donna. 40 days. So you want to talk face to face. Who the heck do you think you are, Aaron Cunningham? We're talking about Moses, the tip of the spear. Tell you what. Try one day. Prostrate. Y'all will be blessed. Just one day. And not for yourself. Not for your job. Not for your wife. For some ungrateful group. Father, I thank you for all the seminary. Oh boy, they repent. Do it for somebody that needs it, because Moses wasn't doing it for himself. And you're going to go, man, how did he get that face to face? Turn to Numbers chapter 12. So we're talking about, it should be really clear. It should be really easy, right? Don't get cocky. Who the heck do you think you are? I was witnessing to somebody, and I was trying to explain things about Levitical stuff, and this guy I was ministering to, who's from the streets, ex-convict, really cool guy. But as I was trying to explain some things, he got in my face. He goes, who do you think you are to question Yahweh? Yahweh! He spoke this earth! He spoke all this stuff! Are you going to question him? I didn't get to finish the sentence. I was going to go someplace else. But he was incensed that you would question the Creator. Who the heck do you think you are? Well, Yahweh, why don't you speed this thing up a little bit? And you go, okay. We'd like to be like Moses. Not unfortunately. I'm probably more like Aharon and Miriam. And you know what? Miriam and Aharon are probably here, and I'm probably here. I'm not a prophet. But let's just find out how Aaron and Miriam were talked to. Would somebody read 1 through 8, please? Numbers chapter 12.
And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses on account of the Cushite woman whom he had taken, for a Cushite woman had he taken. And they said, is it only and solely with Moses that Yahweh hath spoken? With us also hath he not spoken? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was patient exceedingly above all the sons of the earth who were on the face of the ground. Then said Yahweh suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tent of meeting. And they three went out. Then Yahweh came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forth. Then said he.
Did that make you think when the kids were growing up, if us kids were in trouble, mom and dad say, come in here. My dad's got his wedding ring on his index finger. I mean, he's trying to remember something. Everybody come in here. Oh boy, I'm not. I guess you guys got the Chiefs back in town, the testosterone. Yeah, he's anyways, but here's Yahweh going, all three of you, we're going to talk. Okay, go ahead.
Hear, I beseech you, my words. When you have your prophet, as Yahweh in a vision, will I make myself known unto him. In a dream will I speak with him. Not so, my servant Moses. In all my house, trusty is he. Mouth to mouth do I speak with him, and plainly, not in dark sayings, and the form of Yahweh doth he discern. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? And the anger of Yahweh kindled upon them, and he departed.
Think about a volcano getting ready to go off. He's ticked. And you know what? If a teacher says something and you're really irritated with him, and your flesh doesn't like him, and you're coming up with every other reason why you don't like him, if you go back, why don't you like him? If that person spoke Yahweh's word, guess who you're irritated with?
Yahweh.
You've deceived yourself. I just don't like how she says it. I don't like the way she presents it. You know, Yahweh, that's what Miriam and Aaron were doing. And Yahweh's like, and so with us, you're going to go, why don't you like this person? To irritate me. But I didn't like Greg Phelps when I first saw him either. He had a beard. Who has a beard? 1999. I don't like the way he looks. He doesn't look that cool. He's not my dad. Had all the rest. You know, I was doing the same thing. But the thing is, if you really don't like somebody, go back to why you don't like him. And if it's because of the word's sake, you need to repent. Because guess who you're really backbiting? Yahweh.
Yeah.
And you're going to go, and in fact, if I was Yahweh, and there's somebody that says they love me, but they won't take my messages if it's from somebody who's obese or somebody who smokes too much, send some more smokers. Get their attention. You know, who the heck do you think you are, possibly? But in that case, so here's Aaron, Miriam and Aaron, they'd be here. I'm here. I am not a prophet. And my flesh thinks he should just communicate this real quick. Yeah. Instead, we should go, how thankful am I you'll talk to me at all?
Yeah.
If you'll talk to me in a... you give me one little word, woo! Yeah. And we got to force ourselves to do it. That was George Mueller I shared earlier. He chose not to be envious. He chose to be joyful. And the same thing. If you're going to communicate, you should just make this easy. And Yahweh's going, just get started, man. With word of knowledge and word of wisdom, you're not Moses yet. All of us would like to be Moses. To Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So why can't he talk to Aaron and Miriam? Maybe if he could talk clearer, there'd be less rebellion. So we think, Dad and I were just talking about if there were just healings, if we were emptying morgues, people would believe. What was the lesson of the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospel of Luke? If they don't believe Moses and the prophets, they won't believe somebody resurrected. So our own flesh goes, no, if we had great power, people would believe. What's the majority of most people's problem?
Harsh, yeah.
I'm not good. You're not the boss of me, man. Unless I need something. Now I need something. You know an example of that? I got to talk to this guy who was an ex-convict. He was in prison, getting ready to go into extra solitary confinement. He was explaining, I don't know what the heck he was talking about. And his posse would be on a rap for murder of a guard. The guard got murdered. Do you know what that was? That was a heart-to-heart talk. I'll do this. He needed something. But then he talked about once he got out of prison, he started falling back a little bit too. And that's all of us. So you always look at, this is the problem. If you don't get, let me ask you something, Aaron. If you don't get what you want, are you going to quit? I think that sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to quit. Okay. If I don't speak clearly and speak the way you want, are you going to quit? No. And make it real clear, I think about the same way people hate President Trump. It has nothing to do with President Trump. They don't like Jesus Christ. They don't like Yahweh. They're the sons of Cain. And light makes manifest darkness. That's who they hate. They hated Jesus Christ the same way. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So why is it not real clear? I don't know. But what's Hebrews 11:6 say? Eli, would you read that?
But apart from faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing. For he that approacheth unto Yahweh must needs have faith that he is, and that to them who seek him out, a rewarder he becometh.
He wants to reward you.
Yeah.
He wants to reward me. What's your job? Make faith. Your purpose is to make faith. If my microwave stops making popcorn, guess what happens in a microwave? I get a different microwave. So here's Yahweh, pursue me. You belong to me. Make faith. Make faith. And we like to think of that. I keep going back to one time in my life. I've been more and more and more obedient the last 10 years of my life. I've been getting more purified. I'm not Christ-like. But all of a sudden I was at a point and I went, are you kidding me? I've been doing so good, so disciplined, this and this. And all of a sudden something was just thrown right in my face. And I fell down on my hands and my knees. I resorted to the falling down on my hands and knees. I was pissed for a long time. Oh, man! I could have another job. Well, yeah, who, Aaron? Let's not talk about it. I could go a lot of different places. I got options, man. I'm here, I'm thinking about quitting my job. And I went down on my hands and my knees. Finally, you don't have to be like me. Go down your hands and knees quickly. Speak. It says, seek him out so he can reward you. What was my reward? Well, I don't know what the heck's going on, man. And he speaker, you kidding me? I've been doing this. I've been so committed. I've been walking in fellowship and in peace. And then I come home today and a bomb's gone off. This was probably 6 years ago. And I'm like, I just want to know what's going on, man. Just tell me what's going on, right? And then Yahweh's like, so what's going on? And I go, I just figured that the better I got, the easier it's going to get. Right? And it was like, Aaron, that wouldn't require faith. Once it doesn't require faith over here, just be ready for him to ask you to go someplace else. Because Jesus Christ is at the right hand. She's not producing faith anymore. It could be, so be ready. He's going to change things up. Peter, if you love me, follow me. Man, he just had the biggest load of fish he's ever had. Do you want me to quit this career? Walk away from a gold mine here, man. Anyways, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing. Get excited. Acts chapter 14. So walk out. You got the apps. Well, then why aren't they being manifested? I don't know. But if you're not at least going to the app, you know what happens if you don't ever go to an app? It's intimidating. Mom and Grandma Mary, my 99-year-old grandma, they're trying to do FaceTime. They want to wrap that thing up so quick. And what I recognize, they're uncomfortable. I said, you need to do this more often. She's uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable. You want to get this thing over with. Are you kidding me? She's 99. How many conversations are you going to get left?
Yeah.
You know how badly you would want those from that time back because you're uncomfortable? Force yourself into that situation so you're not uncomfortable. Do the same thing with the app. Right now, Yahweh, each one of us, he's got an app that he's wanting one of you, all of us, to work on, maybe more than another. Mighty Works. Man, I don't even know where that app is on my phone. I know it's there, but I never opened the thing up. Acts chapter 14, 1 through 10. Would somebody read that for me?
And it came to pass in Iconium that they together entered into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that there believed both of Jews and Greeks a great throng. But the unpersuaded Jews roused up and provoked the souls of them of the nations against the brethren. A good while therefore tarried they, using boldness of speech, in dependence upon the Lord, who was bearing witness unto his word of favor, granting signs and wonders to be coming to pass through their hands. And the throng of the city was divided, and some indeed were with the Jews, while some were with the apostles. But when there took place an assault, both of them of the nations and of the Jews with their rulers, to maltreat and to stone them, they became aware of it and fled unto the cities of Lycaonia, Lystra, and Derbe, and the surrounding country. And there were they announcing the glad tidings. And a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, was sitting, lame from his mother's womb, who never had walked. This man hearkened unto Paul as he was speaking, who looking steadfastly at him and seeing he had faith to be made well, said with a loud voice, stand up on thy feet, erect. And he sprang up and began to walk about.
Okay, Dad brought this up. And as far as we know, this man is not a Jew. There were Jews there. But as far as we know, he's of nations. How in the world could he have the faith to get healed that quick? This wasn't like at the Gate Beautiful, where Jesus Christ had been healing people. Hey, there's a thing going, right? The guy at Gate Beautiful missed it. Who the heck is this guy? Don't know. And how does he have that kind of faith? Doesn't matter. But get up, you, get up. And you're like, man, and he got on his feet. I wonder how many, Yahweh wants more people, not so we can have people following us.
Yeah.
More people delivered by mighty works and power because his heart breaks for them. Maybe it's going to give him that one shot. Have you ever been bailed out of a bad situation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so have I. If somebody came through a call at the right time. And I think one thing that we could really get better at is a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom. Was Elijah accurate?
Yeah.
How is he accurate? What struck a chord with you?
Stress, kind of.
Okay, that's good. It's good to give feedback, especially when you're learning something, because he doesn't know. Did you know? Was it scary?
Yeah.
It's a rush, isn't it? And if you don't give feedback, I was just so obedient. But when you give it back, his face up, your face up, but we got to be working on this with word of knowledge and word of wisdom. How neat would it be to be walking in Dylan's before you even walk in there and just get peaceful and say, I want to learn how to do this. Do you think Yahweh would be blessed?
Yeah.
You finally want to learn how to use this app. Yeah. Give me a shot. You know how blessed I would be if my son contacted me. He says, Dad, are you busy? Why? I want to learn how to read the Bible and do a Bible study. I would stop everything.
Yeah.
What after you got? Oh, no! Get rid of the NIV! Here, go ahead. I would stop everything. If you ask Yahweh a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, we are good at ministering to people, approaching and doing stuff like that. But I'm talking about the next level possibly. And that's where the mighty works and some of the power is going to be. Now, what's important also is, does every Christian have some, faith is really the word aman, which is certainty. Does everybody have some sort of certainty?
Oh, yeah.
Is everybody gifted in this?
No.
Right. Not everybody's gifted in faith. Can everybody prophesy?
Yes. Yes.
Is everybody gifted in it?
No.
No, not necessarily. But we can get to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31. And I think that was a stirring of my heart before going to the Kenya. Were these miracles? Some of these miracles are fake. But if they're not fake, I got a responsibility to find out how to do this.
Yeah.
And a lot of the healings that David Ramsey gets to do, it's a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. Somebody in here's got a clogged up left ear. Who is it? Who is it? And the awkward pauses. And then if it would have been me, I would have been, okay, that's it. That's good. Anyways, he goes, somebody in here has got an issue. Then finally you see, there you are. Okay, what's going on, man? And then boom, boom, boom. How would you like to heal somebody? Man, would it bless you to pull somebody out of a wheelchair? How about a kid with MS that's never walked? I see one in a wheelchair. Would that make your year to be able to go, what do they need? Well, I just want to pull in the wheelchair. Yahweh will tell you what they need. And maybe it's going to be, here's a prophecy that you can, like Dad says, you can't ever miss with a prophecy. But I think we should take the next step. But what if you could do 1, 2, 3 words and you turn, and you give her that word, then you turn around and you walk off. And as you walk off, Yahweh says, turn back as she's walking towards you. Wow! Wouldn't it be neat for you to be a part of that? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 31. Would somebody read that?
The envious, however, the greater gifts, and yet as much more excellent way unto you, I point out.
Yeah, and so the Apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And the Apostle Paul didn't say, well, it's a good thing I finally arrived. I'm going to retire now because I've arrived.
Yeah.
No. No. It was all a refining process of producing about a relationship with Him and Yahweh. Has Dad arrived with you in the marriage? Maybe in certain areas, but it's a relationship. There is no, hey, it's 10 years. I'm pensioned now. But here's the Apostle Paul. Oh, we should be word of knowledge, word of wisdom with the Apostle Paul. The greater gifts, I'm not quite sure what the greater gifts is, but I'll make a speculation, a guess. The greater gift is probably what's most necessary at the time. But if you've never manifested mighty works in front of a big population, Yahweh doesn't have as many options as he would like. Now this group right here, prophecy, Yahweh goes, I need to give a prophecy to that man right there. We'd be all with it. Somebody to witness about tongues, tongues interpretation, no problem. But I'm thinking about some of these other apps that we're not necessarily utilizing. And then Yahweh's gone, think about our lives change with individual prophecies. What if one of these other apps, it changes to the whole next level?
Yeah.
It could. Luke chapter 12, verse 48, but Yahweh has commanded us. We're supposed to be envious of our neighbor's wife, neighbor's husband, neighbor's kids, house, of the greater gifts. Who is gifted in the giftings? And you want to get good at something? I get lectured all the time by this guy. Do you know why? Because I want to hunt, but I don't want to put the work in. Aaron, you got a scout. Yeah, I know about the scout thing. I just want to go shoot. I want to go collect. Hey, Izzy, I need some new camouflage. My camouflage is from 1990s. It looks like it's too big for me, too. What kind should I get? You know what he tells me? Open a book. I don't want to open a book. I wanted you to tell me how to get it. He goes, earn it. Work it. Exercise it. And I don't want to work it. And that's okay. Because hunting is not that big to me. But these things, is it that big to Yahweh? Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Somebody read that for me.
I will. Whereas he who had not come to know and did things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes, and every one to whom has given much, much shall be sought from him.
And that's right there. So just the part. That's not the only scripture that says that. But whoever's been given much, there's going to be an accountability. What did you do with it? Yeah. Well, I've gotten pretty good with a couple of the apps. And he goes, is your life, Aaron? Not to condemn me. He's going to go, healings, a little bit, and these other things. And he goes, do you want to start working on them? Same way with Izzy. Do you really want to go hunting? Open up a book. Show me how to work. And Yahweh would do the same thing. Exercise it. Now, we are so gifted, this group, about walking by the Ruah. Who needs to be stay away from certain people, right? This person needs help. They need to be prayed for, but be ready for the next level. They go, no, before we even go into it, I'm giving somebody a word.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Yahweh doesn't have a word. Stinking thinking.
Yeah.
I like to think about prophecies. Well, maybe Yahweh doesn't have a prophecy for him. We wouldn't say that, would we? But people that don't prophesy, well, maybe it won't be there. Maybe he doesn't have a prophecy. You're saying that Yahweh doesn't have a word for people.
Yeah.
These are his children. He wants to speak to them. And here's somebody's heart. He wants to encourage them, edification, exhortation, and comfort. Of course he has it. Does Yahweh want to show how big his muscles are? Absolutely. You walk into a Dillon's or something, just be ready to turn on your app, open up your phone, wisdom, knowledge, mighty works. Where are they? I have no idea. There they are. Look, I'm ready. And you remember, and get peaceful. And then be ready for the next thing. And then watch. Sometimes it's not going to be there. Prophecy's like that too, isn't it? Just tell me what to say. I'm not going to tell you what to say. I'm going to say that person needs it. Oh, man. Then as you walk out, the words be given. You'll go, I know I need to minister to that person. Just tell me what I need to say. Now, and then as we get better, we'll be pursuing the greater gifts. We have been given all 9 applications. Did King David have all 9 apps?
Yeah.
What'd you do with them? Well, I got really good at two. I got good at Clash of the Clans, and I got good at Facebook. Okay, what'd you do about... you fill in the blank. Yahweh, we thank you for your word. We thank you for encouraging us. We thank you that you are more desperate to speak to your children than we are to hear. You're more willing to give than we are to receive the healing. And your word, you know, even when we consider some of these things that put pressure on us to do more, Romans 8, 31 and 32 says, what then should we say these things? If Yahweh be for us, who should be against us? He at least his own son did not spare, but delivered him up. How shall not also with him all things upon us favor bestow? That's your heart towards the body of Christ. We just thank you for revelation on how we are to walk at the next level to glorify you, not ourselves, and at the next level of our relationship with you and your son. And we thank you for these words. Do not be fearful, but speak. And as you speak, just trust me. Just start speaking. I don't care if you stutter. I don't care if the words don't make sense. I am so good that I will get good stuff in there. I can see it like a garden hose and rocks are shooting out. And you're turning on the hose to help somebody, but it's the first time doing it. And there's spider webs coming out and little things. And you're thinking about turning it off because you're being embarrassed. And Yahweh wants you to know, don't. I will get good stuff through you. And the more you do this, the better you'll get, and there'll be less cloggage and less things in that hose. I got wonderful words and things. Exercise these things and don't, and rely on me, because I'm that good. Amen.